Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Do you know these lads? We are mother love. Hanging on each other. Late night, long drive. You can't kill a vibe. I need more than one drink to get over you.
All these people here, keep your vodka on ice while I disappear. Cause things are different to me. Anything is strange.
Brilliant. Picture this.
Oh, yes. 1.7 million listens on Spotify per month. Two number one albums, five sold out nights at the Three Arena, of course. And now something very special is about to happen to celebrate all those, maybe to make up for all those missed moments we've had over the last 18 months or so. We've got Ryan Hennessy and Jimmy Rainsford, aka Picture This, on the line. How are you, lads?
Hey, how are you?
We're delighted. I know you guys must be very, very excited to get out and team up with Guinness and put on a very, very special event. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, we can. I suppose, well, a bit of background, you know, you're right in terms of missed moments. We've missed a lot of moments, and I think one thing that we've wanted to do is get music back, really, in general. And when Guinness came along and asked us, like, would we be interested in doing this? We were like, yeah, for sure, because I think it celebrates music coming back into pubs and trying to get things back on their feet, really. So it was a no-brainer for us because we wanted to do something special to try and help at all, you know?
Yeah, and tell us how it's going to work then, because it isn't a traditional gig announcement in the sense that you just tell us right now on the radio, you know, where it's going to be and how you get tickets. There's an added element to this.
Yeah, it's quite secretive in a way, I guess. But we're wanting to play in a pub in Dublin. Can't really disclose any details as of now, but it's something we want to do, you know, something intimate. To be honest, we've always wanted to play in a pub. We thought it would be such a cool idea just to kind of show up and just play.
Because you kind of bypassed that whole part of a band's career, really, didn't you guys? Because you went to shot to fame so quickly that you didn't really do the dingy pub, you know, somewhere down the country and pile back into the van and head on somewhere else. You kind of didn't have to do that in a way.
Yeah, no, we didn't. I think that's why it was such an exciting prospect for us. I'm sure there's a lot of other people who, if Guinness had asked, would have been like, no, you're all right, lads, we did that. Yeah, as soon as we heard we could do something like that, like Jimmy said, we've always wanted to do it. And then, sure, we absolutely love Guinness as well. So
that's fair as well.
Match made in heaven.
So it's you and Gemma Dunleavy, who's a brilliant producer and songwriter from Dublin. It's an intimate gig somewhere in Dublin City. We don't know where yet, but how do people get involved? There's a hashtag they have to like upload their favourite kind of missed memories to.
Listen, we have no idea what the hashtag is. Guinness involved. Do you want to play a gig in a pub? And we said, yeah.
Okay. Well,
I think it might be hashtag here's to it all.
It is, yes. Jimmy. You see, Jimmy pays attention in the meetings, Ryan. Yeah. You don't. But come here.
I saw that somewhere in an email.
Look, let's talk briefly about the fact that we had these restrictions announced, or the kind of continuing restrictions announced yesterday. You guys are just on the back of a UK tour, massive sellout, you know, a couple of hundred miles over the water. How are you guys feeling yesterday and today about the differences, I don't know, between nightclubs, for example, and a live gig, where you can dance your face off in a nightclub, but you can't, you have to have seats at a gig.
You can dance to a Picture This track as long as it's playing on, you know, as an MP3 or a CD or whatever.
Yeah.
But if they're actually there with their instruments, you have to sit down in a pod.
What do you think?
Yeah, it was super frustrating announcement. I think for us, like, we spoke out about it as well online and stuff, but it doesn't really affect us as much as it affects a lot of upcoming bands and the industry in general, because like you just mentioned, we've just done a UK tour and we don't really have any like massive shows in until next year. So we're actually not super affected by it, but it's so frustrating for us to kind of, and I think people need to use their voice more as well in terms of, like, there is all of these people who are being super affected by it, but they're, I think maybe they're a little bit afraid to kind of come out and say anything in fear of, I don't know, repercussions, but it's kind of gotten to a point now where it's like everybody needs to kind of just rebel a little bit, because it's just crazy. It just kind of shows you how out of touch these people are with what's going on in the real world. These kind of making up these kind of, I don't know, highfalutin strategies that just don't make any sense. It's really laughable, and we're such an amazing nation and amazing people that we shouldn't be laughable at all. So it's really frustrating.
And plus, music has been our lifeblood for, you know, literally thousands of years. It's something we pride ourselves on. If we ever go outside of Ireland, we always talk about, oh, it's the culture, it's the music, it's all this great creative people. And it's those creatives that seem to have been put last, over the last 18 months.
Absolutely. It's there's such an innate sense of music and expression in us more than probably any other nation or a lot of other nations anyway. And you have to remember as well, there's people like Simon Harris, for example, who used our music as a sign of hope over lockdown. I remember using like Things Are Different lyrics and all of this, saying like there's a great message in this, and then they kind of turned their backs on the whole scene. They can't pick and choose when to support the arts. You know, it's getting to a point now where it's becoming really offensive and really like damaging. Because the nation needs music more than it's ever needed it. And like you said, it's so in us to express ourselves in that way. So we need it, and the nation needs it.
Yeah, there are meetings happening, and fingers crossed some sense will be seen. And the kind of, you know, everyone understands the public health concerns and all that, but it's the fact that things don't make sense. That's where people just get so frustrated, like you said, that you can do it one way but not the other way, and they both seem exactly the same. In fact, possibly even safer the other way or whatever. But
they literally can't organise a piss up.
Like, not even figuratively, literally.
Yeah. Well, I tell you who can. Guinness.
Drink sensibly, drink aware.
Hashtag here's to it all is the Guinness one, right? But let's talk about stuff. Like I interviewed you lads about your album, your new album, Life in Colour, and we talked in depth about it, and people can watch that on your Instagram if they want to go and have a 2-hour chat about the record. But how does it feel now to be out on the road playing those songs that, you know, you wrote and you produced during lockdown, that all of a sudden you're like able to see people's reactions to them?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, like you're saying, we've been stuck inside and not being able to gig or anything, but being able to do our UK tour, and like it was incredible just to see people again. You know, see people in a room, and we were up and down the UK, played everywhere we could play. Really, that tour had been on hold, had it been, for a little while, and luckily it kind of just happened the way it happened. And getting to play those songs was just a great feeling, you know. And it hurts even more than when you come home to Ireland and you know everyone is terrified and a gig is not even heard of, you know what I mean?
It's insanity. It was crazy for us, yeah, because we played, like, for example, last Thursday in Brixton Academy to 4,500 people. And just you wouldn't believe the energy in the room every night on the tour. It was just, like we've been kind of saying, it's our favourite tour we've ever done, because from the word go, every single night, I've never experienced energy like that. Everybody is just so happy to be back doing what they love doing and being at shows, and just the sense of connection and in the room is amazing. And for us, just I've really kind of rediscovered a real purpose since being back on stage at Gabe. There was this kind of purpose missing for so long, and being back on stage and having that expression and connection as one with the crowd is just absolutely amazing, and we missed it so much. And that's why these times are so frustrating, because everybody really needs that kind of connection.
Yeah, and one of the things we love about you guys is that you're always working away with other acts. You give a lot of support to up and coming acts, and a lot of the time you don't even tell anyone about it. It's kind of just maybe people within the industry who might know. But you're helping out a little known band called Westlife.
Fair play, lads, for looking after Westlife, because people don't really know enough about them.
But no, in all seriousness, you do amazing work for up and coming acts. But we love the fact that you collaborate with so many acts. Jimmy, tell us about Westlife. What can we expect on that?
Yeah, we can expect a proper big song that we wrote with Nikki, you know, and it was just mad how it kind of came about. You know, it was out of nowhere, and it was like, let's start writing some songs for Westlife, and then we start working with Nikki and had great fun over a few days, you know, working back and forth on that song.
Mm.
And yeah, and then eventually we realized it was going on the album, and it's just great to be doing stuff like that, you know what I mean, to be kind of spreading our music know-how, you know, and getting involved with Westlife. And we keep saying we can't wait to go see them live, and I can't wait to be drunk on someone's shoulder singing that song.
It is a great song. I'm lucky enough to have heard it. It's an absolutely brilliant song, and you can totally hear the picture of this DNA in a Westlife song, and it's a brilliant combination. So yeah, you can hear the Wild Dreams is the album that's coming out, but Alive is the tune.
You guys are just so bloody creative. And Ryan, congratulations on your poetry book, which has just hit the shelves, the bookshelves, called Syncopated Blue. Does it feel nice to have that out there? Because there's a lot of intimate stuff in there. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it feels amazing. It was kind of a thing where I wasn't scared, because I was just kind of used to writing poetry and expressing myself in that way. But then as it was coming out, everybody was kind of saying to me, wow, it must be really scary just kind of being that raw on paper. And I was like, wait, I never really thought about that. Now I am super
now scared. I'm scared. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it feels amazing just to kind of do something that's a bit left of center for, because I guess when people hear, oh, your man from Picture This is bringing out a book, they're all like, oh, here we go. But it was great to kind of do it, because I really feel like poetry needs to come back around and needs to be like, because for me growing up, I never really had anybody that I could look to who was relatable to me. It was always kind of elderly English gentlemen or these American people who until I discovered John Cooper Clarke, who's a punk poet, I was like, oh, wait, that can be like considered as cool. And hopefully young men and young women could have looked to me to be like, oh, well, he's in a band, and he can release a book of poetry. It doesn't have to be this kind of whimsical thing that's out of touch. So I hope that it kind of put poetry into the mainstream a little bit.
Certainly should do. Syncopated Blue is the name of the book. Lads, we'll keep an eye out on the hashtag Here's to It All to see what's happening with this secretive Guinness gig. And we're going to play one of your best songs, which is called LA House Party. And I told you guys when I did interview you about the record that my daughter, Nina, who's six, when she heard the song first, wanted to know why Ryan went to the potty in a lake. And to this day, that's all we sing in our house. The opening lyric of the song is Ryan went to a potty in the lake. And we're going to hear it now. It's LA House Party. Ryan and Jimmy from Picture This, thanks for joining us, lads.
Thanks,
lads. See you all the best.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.